British writer Hanif Qureshi once said, "A writer's job, if we have any job in society, is to tell the truth as we see it, to write about the world as we observe it, and the world is a strange place, and people are divided, unusual, wicked, and good." Mr. Qureshi is perhaps best known for writing the film My Beautiful Laundrette, but all of his screenplays, novels, and plays have been colored by the tensions between cultures and classes and the sexual upheaval of the 1970s and 80s. Mr. Qureshi is now 50 years old, and his latest work is different. He has a new novel called The Body, and a film opening next month called The Mother. Each deals, in its own way, with the mature heart and the aging body. Frank Browning has this profile.
The subconscious, its fantasies and desires, is never far from the surface in Hanif Qureshi's work. Take, for example, his latest film, The Mother.
The story of The Mother really is about a woman who, in her 70s, who comes to stay with her daughter in London, and her husband dies. She continues to stay with her daughter and begins to fall in love, unexpectedly, with her daughter's lover, boyfriend. And they begin a sexual relationship. That's basically the story.
And the story, like most of his work, is not entirely fictional.
I think I was in a restaurant with my own mother, actually, who is quite an elderly woman now. And there was an Indian waiter. And of course, she'd always had a fancy for Indians, my mother. And she said to the waiter, "Oh, you've got lovely hands," in the way that old ladies do. And then I think she said, "Nobody will ever touch me again." And I remember being very moved by this and very affected by this. And of course, it hadn't occurred to me that clearly there was a time in people's lives when, you know, no one would touch you with a barge pole, because that's what happens to old people. And I began to think, what would happen if there was a woman who was reaching her late 60s who didn't feel like that and could find someone who would touch her?
"You want to touch me? You can touch me.
Will you touch me?
If you'll let me."
"Oh. I thought nobody would ever touch me again. Apart from the Undertaker."
The key to The Mother, and indeed all Qureshi's drama, is disruption, he says. Usually psychological disruption that has a deeply physical source. The best-known example is in My Beautiful Laundrette, when the young Indian hero is making love with his street-tough boyfriend on one side of a two-way mirror, while his prosperous uncle is waltzing out front in the new laundrette with his ultra-white aging mistress.
What happens if one person in a family, say, in the structure, wants something that they are not supposed to want, that they haven't wanted before? What happens if their desire becomes disruptive? Their desire is outside, let's say, their role. They want to be somebody else. They want to do something else. And, of course, the family being a system, everything else changes in the system. Everybody else has to respond. They have to have an attitude. Their lives change, too.
"To me, he was like Bernard Shaw, really, someone capable of sort of turning a social situation on its head."
Stephen Frears directed Qureshi's two best-known films, Laundrette and Sammy and Rosie Get Laid.
"He walked into my life and taught me about things that I knew nothing about. I mean, in fact, he taught me about the way Britain was going to become, which was a much more multicultural society. And he talked about it in terms of its politics and in terms of its racial politics and in terms of many, many things. He was really writing about huge changes that were taking place in society that were invisible."
On the surface, those changes were all about race, class, and immigration. But Hanif Qureshi also came of age in the heady world of radical psychotherapy that was at its apogee in the 1960s. That, too, had its effect on his writing, leading him to use sex and psychology to frame stories that are deeply political.
"I certainly was made aware as a young man that I had a body that was a different color to the color of the other kids that I grew up with. And so I became aware that bodies, or the colour of bodies, let's say, had certain meanings. You know, if you had a black body, or if you had a brown body, or if you had a white body, these meant quite different things in the suburbs when I was growing up, and there were different descriptions, mostly negative, that were applied to your body because of that. So that's a way of thinking about bodies, for instance. But of course, at the same time, when you're a young man, black, brown, or white, you also have a body that's changing. It changes when you reach puberty. Your body becomes sexualized in certain ways. It feels different to you, and you become aware of a difference in others' response to you, for instance. So thinking about bodies starts very early on. And I guess as a writer, thinking about the obvious can sometimes be very startling, very shocking.
If Qureshi's new film, The Mother, startled some audiences with the proposition that their mothers have hungry sexual bodies, his new book, The Body, plunges into the territory of science, aging, and desire, where a sick old man discovers an illegal underground that will transplant his brain into a vital young body.
So instead of going through all that stuff about having, you know, plastic surgery or going to the gym or having different bits of your body replaced and all that, you just get a new body altogether, which I'm sure is something that will happen in the future. And so this guy comes back as a 25-year-old with a perfect, beautiful, exquisite body. I'm just going to read this bit. As a young man, I wanted to get inside bodies, not just with a portion of my frame, but to burrow inside them, to live in there. If this seems impractical, you can at least get acquainted with a body by sleeping next to it. Then you can put bits of your body into the holes in other bodies. This is awful fun. Before I met my present wife, I spent a while putting sensitive areas of my body as close to the sensitive areas of other bodies as I could, learning all I could about what bodies wanted. The older and sicker you get, the less people want to touch you. You'll have to pay. Masseurs and prostitutes will caress you if you give them money. How many therapies these days happen to involve the laying on of hands? Nurses will handle the sick. Doctors spend their lives touching bodies, which is why young people go to medical school. Dentists and gynecologists love the dark inside. Some workers, as in shoe shops, can get to whole body parts without having had to attend anatomy lectures.
The body is, in many ways, Qureshi's most direct inquiry into the harmony and discord of physical existence.
The body is a site for us to talk about sexuality, to talk about food, to talk about race, to talk about colour, to talk about appetite, all the stuff that we want to talk about. We use the body as a sort of place to talk about it around. So taking the body seemed to me to be a good subject, I guess, because I'm interested in, and really I'm interested in philosophy or philosophical ideas, the notion of what it is that makes us human, the idea of aging, the idea of our death, the idea of our decay, and how important these notions are to us, that we die, that we decay, that we get old, that other people replace us, and so on. Stuff that on the whole we don't think about or don't even like to think about, but we need to make life have any sense at all.
That has led Qureshi to turn a corner in his work, says Stephen Frears.
I think his writing is more tortured now. He seems now to be writing more about some disturbance, some more intimate disturbance in his own life, or in that to do with middle age and to do with relations between men and women, because he's older and he has children and the difficulties of all of that. And he simply writes about what he's preoccupied with. And the old sort of lunatic rock and roll days are rather have been replaced by, you know, the sort of domestic responsibilities that we all have.
Tipping towards 50, Hanif Qureshi is a writer passing through one of those critical life stations. Solidly successful, secure enough to know that he can replace the roof on his house next year, but old enough to know that he's only as hot as his latest royalty and box office statements. Aging, Qureshi says, draws us to measure time in very different ways.
20 years ago, I wrote The Buddha of Suburbia, which is about a young man coming out from the suburbs into the world and wanting a good time. When you get to be nearly 50, you write books about aging, about decay, about friendship, and about marriage, and about other stuff, or stuff that takes a long time to do. And time becomes your subject in a way that it doesn't when you're probably a young man.
Hanif Qureshi's new film is called The Mother. His new novel is called The Body. And he has a play just opened in London titled When the Night Begins, about a dirty old man and his angry stepdaughter. For NPR News, I'm Frank Browning.